Since the Movement Control Order (MCO) was implemented on 18 March 2020, a lot of changes have taken place in a short amount of time. Some of these changes are bringing positive effects and good news to Malaysians. According to the Star, crime in the city has shown a 48% reduction since the start of MCO. The statistics were provided by the Kuala Lumpur Police Chief, Datuk Seri Mazlan Lazim. Com Datuk Seri Mazlan Lazim stated that there were zero snatch thefts in the city, especially since there were not many tourists around. He also added that a total of 3,127 police personnel and 420 armed forces personnel have been deployed to enforce the MCO. The deployment of military and police personnel helps in making sure that the public adheres to the MCO consistently. Police and the armed forces will help patrol supermarkets and markets to ensure the public follows the social distancing rules during the MCO period. We have conducted 51 roadblocks around the city and Putrajaya since the start of the MCO and the situation is under control, told Datuk Seri Mazlan to reporters outside Pasar Barong Kuala Lumpur on Tuesday, 24 March 2020. The police chief further added that the number of motorcycle thefts also shows a sharp reduction. Compliance level for MCO at the moment has been recorded at almost 90%. But Datuk Seri Mazlan hopes to reach 95%. We are advising people to limit their travels and stay home. Limit their trips to the supermarket as well by buying only essentials, he said. What do you think of this article? Share your thoughts down below. Also read, COVID-19, Prime Minister says MCO could be extended by 2 weeks, expert believes it needs 6 weeks. You have reached the end of this story.